Bait Abalafia, episode number 4. With your host, Jason Kaplan. Music today provided by the Roland Go Keys, a beautiful keyboard that I just got. A Hanukkah gift. It's really nice. I love it. This is one of the loops. And I'm adding different parts as it's playing through. Today's episode is on Emunah, the Hebrew word for faith, but the Hebrew and English don't really cover what it means in Hebrew. So I want to talk a little bit about it and the movement that's coming out of a branch of Breslov Hasidut with leaders such as Rav Shalom Arush, Rabbi Lazer Brody, Rabbi Dr. Zev Balin, Rav Dror, a very fascinating group of people. I'm sure there are many more. These are the individuals I'm aware of, and it's made a tremendous difference in my life, in my family's life. And I wanted to dedicate this episode to Emunah. So let me back off this music a little bit. Emunah, so what is it really talking about? I've had a long fascination and been a long student of Rabbi Nachman of Breslov. He lived about 200 years ago. He was the grandson of the Baal Shem Tov. He might have been the great-grandson. I'll have to double-check that. Of the Baal Shem Tov, who was the founder of Hasidut. So as a young man, he felt very loyal to and had great expectations of himself in the Hasidic tradition. And very briefly, from my reading and my understanding of Rabbi Nachman, he felt that faith in God, in Hashem, was the key to Jewish life. And that might sound obvious, but there are different streams of thought in terms of what is faith in God and how does that play out in daily life. So many times, from the rationalist point of view, it appears, although I don't know if I fully agree, that God created the world and then stepped back, so that things take on their natural course, scientific course, and we live in this world and we think rationally and we try to adjust and make the best choices. For Rabbi Nachman, Emunah, or faith, means that every single detail of our life, every single thing that happens, our thoughts, feelings, interactions with people, good and bad, all comes from Hashem, all is a message from Hashem. So that every single moment we're in communication and Hashem is in communication with us. So you see, that's a very different opinion than what is considered the rationalist opinion. And I've been involved with the Orthodox community for about 20-some years. I would say 22 years. I started off at Emory University studying at Beth Jacob, and then I went to the Young Israel and then into Chabad. All very good experiences. And I kept searching. I just kept searching. I was thinking I've really fit in here, trying to fit in. And I'll say fitting in for a different podcast, but I eventually did not fit in. I went to Yeshiva University to learn because I wanted to gain skills in Talmud. Wonderful experience. But also not exactly fitting in. And not that fitting in should be the ultimate goal, but I really wanted to find a path that really inspired me. Part of that was going to other musicians of different faiths and playing with them, which is the heart of Beit Abalafia, is the meditation on music in a universal way. But in addition to that, one of the big influences on my life has been discovering the Emunah movement. And I discovered it, I would say, about 6 years ago, 6 or 7 years ago, when someone recommended or I found Rabbi Arush's book, Garden of Emunah. And I think I was even aware of it in New York City almost 10 or 15 years ago, but I didn't really read it. And I started reading it, and it made so much sense to me. And it's exciting because it really makes daily life, seemingly mundane life, very beautiful and very meaningful. And here's how. I think from a lot of people I speak to, a lot of people are looking for change and being change agents and doing something very great with their lives, which is a noble goal. And I aspire that to also, professionally and relationship and family-wise and community-wise, I aspire to great goals. But I would say 85%, 90% of life is pretty mundane. And it doesn't have to be a bad thing that everything that comes our way is a communication from Hashem, is a message of how to improve ourselves or give direction in our life. It takes the mundane and it doesn't make it a failure that our lives are mundane. And it's infused a tremendous amount of gratitude into my mental state or my psyche and into the way I look at the world. I have such gratitude for food and for freedom in America and for the modern age, for being able to study Torah, for being able to be reconnected to it, and just being able to come home at a good hour to have dinner with my family. Those things that I have immense gratitude on the level of winning the lottery. I'm really not exaggerating. That's what Emunah has really done for me, is those teachings that come from Rabbi Nachman through Rabbi Arush and Rabbi Eliezer Brody, particularly through Rabbi Dr. Zev Ballin, who's been a teacher to me and a tremendous mentor and coach. I developed a relationship with him to learn Emunah, and now I'm learning about Rav Dror. These individuals really help me understand how beautiful the mundane every life is, or everyday life is, and how, to me, when people say "be besimcha" all the time, "be happy all the time," a main quote from Rabbi Nachman, to me, simcha doesn't mean joy per se or happiness. It means gratitude. From there, I feel happy, but I really try to always put myself into a state of gratitude, thankful for the day, thankful for clothing and the ability to travel and ability to walk and to have an everyday life that is filled with meaning. So, to me, and I think this goes to the heart of it all, Emunah takes away a lot of the hierarchy that I see in the Jewish community, whether it's hierarchy through who's the best at Talmud study, or hierarchy through the mystical groups who study the most Hasidut, or who's a Rebbe, or who's a Beinoni, or who's a Tzaddik, and all these different levels of hierarchy, which to me, give a communication of who's got more meaning and who's more important. I just think Emunah says everybody's important and everybody's receiving messages at all times about their mission, about self-improvement, about who they are. That's what I love about it. I just love that there's an equalizing force to it, is that you could be good at Emunah. You could really develop your skill in Emunah and be very great at it. And paradoxically, or maybe even common sense-wise, it provides a lot of humility. So it's a wonderful teaching. I really feel very strongly about it. It's really electrified my Torah life, which before was very good. It was good and it was strong in the Torah life. The Orthodox world gave me structure and I gave myself to the Orthodox community. It was a very good symbiotic relationship. But in terms of a spark of fire that's really made me very grateful and happy is the Emunah teachings. I think they're so critical. It's highlighted so many things to me that I would say were blind spots in my Torah observance or relationship to Hashem. So I'm very grateful to Rabbi Nachman of Breslov. I see that he's becoming more popular, his teachings are becoming more popular, which is wonderful to see. And I'm very supportive of the Breslov community. The things that I take from it in the modern Orthodox community is this teaching of Emunah. And another time I'll talk about Hitbodedut or Hisbodedus, the speaking with God. That's a core practice of Breslov Hasidut and how I translate that to music. But this episode was just on Emunah. And I'm going to tie it back to Rabbi Abraham Abulafia, but I wanted to spend just one episode with complete focus on Emunah, who's teaching it, what some of those key principles are, and how much it enriches my life. And I've seen with other people, I talked to other people who study this, and I don't think I've talked to one particularly Breslov Hasid. I mostly talk to people from all walks of life that feel so attracted to this, and they don't feel that it's something that grows Breslov Hasidut directly. It's really very not committed to an organization. It's very unorganized religion, which I love. And it's really a teaching that's so universal. Yeah, I mean, in fact, that's one of the other pieces I love, is that a lot of Rabbi Arush's books are the universal Garden of Emunah. The teachings are really for everyone, and they're one of the Hasidic groups that really goes out to inspire all people, which I really love. It's a very key principle to my life, and you know, continuous improvement to avodas Hashem, to serving Hashem. So, with that being said, I'm going to turn this back on, and I've really enjoyed, as I said before, the Emunah teachings. I would tell you, if you can, check out Garden of Emunah. Rabbi Dr. Zev Ballin has a wonderful book. And take a look at his site. I believe it's Emunah Coaching. And that is episode 4 of Beit Abulafia. Very grateful to the Creator for all these wonderful teachings and wonderful teachers and the ability to talk it through.